following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Welcome to the Gospel Lens podcast with DJ Faith. I'm so excited to have you guys here with me while I dive into scripture and explore how God's truth shapes our lives. Welcome back to the Gospel Lens podcast. I'm DJ Faith, and today I want to dive into a topic that I think speaks to so many of us, what it really means to live a life of faith. Faith is supposed to be that thing that grounds us, gives us hope, and helps us find purpose. But in the everyday reality of life, whether it's school, friendships, relationships, or figuring out who we are, faith can feel complicated and maybe even a little confusing. It's natural to wonder, is faith something that just happens, or do we have to keep working at it? And what about those times when you feel distant from it or wonder if we're good enough believers? Those are real questions, and I know a lot of us have them. So today, I'm excited to welcome a friend who's here to help us explore them. They bring a lot of wisdom and personal experience to this conversation. Our friend has been on their own faith journey, facing highs and lows, and they're here to share how they've gone along the way. Together, we'll dig into some of those questions about faith, purpose, and everything in between. Thank you so much for joining us today. We're really excited to hear your insights.
No, thank you for having me here. I've been looking forward for this conversation for like the past week.
To start us off, I think it'd be great to hear a little bit about your journey. Faith can look so different for each of us, and I think it's helpful to hear stories from people who've walked their own path. Could you share how your relationship with faith began? Was it something you grew up with, or did it come into your life later on?
So I was born into Christianity. I grew up with it as well. So over time, my parents brought me into a Christian church. And as a little kid, I remember going to church every Sunday. And every time I feel like I was actually memorizing the verses and actually understanding them. And there'd be like little events at church. And I feel like that's the reason why I like to go to church, because those events. And like every Sunday, they'd have like a food gathering. But I feel like my actual relationship with God began with like about 2 years ago. I found a couple of friends, and I felt like going to a new church. And keep in mind, I was going to a Spanish church because my parents only spoke Spanish, and I felt like I wasn't really understanding it. So I feel like this past 2 years, I've been going to an English church, and it's called the Father's House. It's an amazing church. And I feel like ever since I've started going to an English church, I started to understand a bit better what the actual verses mean and the meaning behind them. I feel like my friends also gave me that push into reminding myself that I have someone above me that's always watching over me. And I feel like that is ultimately what brought me into Christianity.
I think that's really interesting to hear. I think a lot of people listening can relate to that feeling of faith becoming real for the first time. But I know that journey isn't always smooth. Was there ever a time when you felt like you struggled to hold on to that faith?
Smooth? No. I feel like there was a complete opposite. I feel like being a Christian, that path is going to be wind mountain-like. There's going to be ups and downs for sure. I had a lot of struggling moments growing up. And my faith, I felt like it was very harsh. So I feel like I had a lot of struggles. As a kid, I was jumping place to place, school to school. There was at one point I was living in Mexico for like 2 years. I had a lot of struggles coming up. I feel like the most difficult time I've actually had was in high school. So in middle school, I was like a loner, a kid. I was basically had no friends. And when I got into high school, and like, I wanted to fit in so bad. So I'd see kids around the cafeteria, like a large group of crowds, you know, having fun. But these kids like were the complete opposite of what I was. Like, they'd go partying, smoking, drinking, doing things that aren't right for me. And over time, I just felt like I really wanted to fit in. And I had like struggles. Like I feel like my faith was weakening. Like, I used to hang out with these, like, when I tried to hang out with these friends, and I felt like I became lazy. I became weak-minded. Like, I feel like I was really easily tempted to do anything. Like, there was a point in my life where I was partying And I felt like I was so easily controlled. Like I could fall into, I was falling into temptation 10 times easier than I was. And I feel like those times, it brought me into my faith to become really weak. And I feel like, yeah, high school was one of my strongest, most difficult time in my faith.
Did you ever regret going through that phase in high school? Or do you think it taught you a lesson?
Honestly, I feel like going through these times, I feel like I would call it character development. I feel like it helped me understand things in a clearer way, because I feel like sometimes you have to go through things in life to actually learn from them. So I don't completely regret it. I do feel like I could have done things differently, but ultimately I feel like you have to go through things in order to become wiser and actually have something to say. And you say you've been through something. Like, I feel like it's a testimony, if anything.
Thank you so much for sharing that. It's good to hear that even people with a strong relationship with God can go through tough times. I think we feel like we're the only ones struggling, but it's just part of the journey, isn't it?
It's 100%. It's going to be a part of the journey. I feel like the rough times that I go through, or that everyone goes through in life, are going to be the things that actually helps you grow as a person and as a Christian follower. I feel like being a part of those groups or doing the sin that you've made makes you a stronger person overall, a stronger faith. I feel like those times actually help you become a better person, because you have to go through things in life and there's only one way you learn from it. And yeah, I feel like those struggling times are for surely going to happen.
That's so true. I know a lot of people listening may feel distant from God right now or wonder why things are hard. For someone going through that, what would you say to help them keep going?
Honestly, it's like the best advice that I was given in terms of battling with your addictions or whatever sin you are struggling with, I feel like what helped me is praying. My father always told me to pray whenever, like, have a daily habit of praying. And I prayed every morning. I try to pray every night. Though sometimes I did forget. I'm gonna be honest. But just having that daily habit of praying every day and having that safe place of praying is what actually helped me in those tough times. Another would also be journaling. Journaling helped me, and it actually helped me understand things in a better, in a clearer way. And sometimes when I was going through those tough times, I'd open my journal and remember the verses that I was going through. And journaling also helped me, like I would write down the things that I was going through, and then I'd go through the verse that I was correlated with it, and it would help me understand my situation and find the perspective at whatever, whatever the verse was talking about. It put myself in their shoes, and I basically usually 8 out of 10 I would move on from it. If anything, I feel like, yeah, journaling 100%. Lastly, I'd say finding a safe place. A safe place is probably one of the best things you can ever have. First of all, it's authentic. It's your place. And I feel like this place is where you can just sit down and talk about, just talk to yourself, talk to God. I feel like that's the best thing you can do when it comes to those struggling and tough times.
Switching gears a bit, I think one area a lot of people are interested in is in relationships, whether it's friendships, family, or even romantic relationships. Being a Christian can sometimes mean having different values or priorities from those around us. How do you approach relationships while staying true to your faith?
So when I approach relationships, one of the key things I look for is who they are. What are their goals? What are their morals? I feel like those are one of the best things you can look in a person. You basically find their mindset. You can find the way they think. And I feel like those two things help me a lot in finding friends and finding relationships and even finding romantic relationships. So for romantic relationships, a little bit different. I'd say in finding those relationships, I really look into their morals, who they are as a person, who they say they are, and actually finding out who they really are. And I feel like one of the things that I do is basically ask them, what are their beliefs in life? What do they do? What does a day-to-day life look like to them? And I feel like that's one of the things that really helps in those romantic relationships. Well, for me, to say.
Would you say that faith has influenced the way you approach dating or friendships in any specific ways? How do you set those boundaries if their morals don't align with yours?
I would say faith has influenced a lot of the ways I approach my friends and dating. So first, I'd say like before I even like was a Christian, like I was just dating anybody, to be honest. I not to seem like, you know, in any way, but I felt like I was just talking to whoever. I didn't really like put those morals or beliefs into play. Like, I feel like when I was growing closer to God, I feel like I started to realize that if I'm looking into dating someone seriously, I feel like I have to look into those things, their beliefs and their morals. And I feel like I really wish I found that sooner. And in terms of friendships, I feel like I was really hanging out with the wrong crowd. I feel like I was hanging out with people that didn't really care about me, more as if like they just wanted to have more friends and just wanted to have someone to hang out with and just drink and smoke, you know. But I feel like when I was going closer to God, I just started to open my eyes more, and I started hanging out with people that are Christian followers or had God in their life, in terms of in any way, if they believed in and if they were Catholic or anything, as long as they had a good strong beliefs and had good morals, I was hanging out with the right crowd. And I feel like though that's what really had my faith going.
I want to talk about something that I brought up in my previous podcast, doubts. Doubts are something that everyone deals with no matter where they are in their faith. I know we touched on this a little bit earlier, but could you share a specific moment when you questioned your beliefs and how you worked through it? How did that cause some doubts?
There was actually this one time, I was with a group of friends, and she was basically speaking about her beliefs. She was a Muslim, and she was basically talking about how sin worked in her beliefs. And she basically talked about the different stages of sin. It was called purgatory, I believe. So the amount of sins you had in your lifetime is basically how long you stay in hell. And when I was hearing her explain that, I had like struggles in understanding it, and I was questioning my own beliefs. I felt like I didn't understand sin exactly, like what sin really was. And I felt like when we were talking about that topic and my friends around me were speaking about it, I felt like when I was hearing them out, I felt like I wasn't understanding what sin was. So then that same night, I felt like I went home and I was literally going through like YouTube videos and the Bible, and I called a friend and we're basically going over it, and that sin in Christianity is basically like sin is all the same. Ultimately, sin is all the same. The only sin that isn't is blasphemy, and it basically doesn't get you the gates of heaven. Just sitting down, like I worked around that, and I feel like that's what really helped me work through it, and not having those doubts in my head that what she was saying is correct.
And before we close off, I want to ask for one last piece of advice from you. If there's one thing you'd like your listeners to remember about living out their faith, what would it be?
I would say find those good friends. Those people the people who you surround yourself with. I feel like that's the biggest takeaway about being a Christian. I feel like if you're the type of person to be alone all the time, find yourself a good community. Go to church and sign yourself up for those youth groups or those small communities that they have, because ultimately those people are going to be your mentors in life. I feel like those people will help you in those troubling times that you may have.
Thank you so much. I know your words will mean a lot to everyone listening. It's been such a valuable conversation, and I feel like I've learned so much.
No, thank you for having me here today. It's been a blessing and such a good time I've had here today, and I feel honored and blessed to have the opportunity to share this time with you and your followers.
Thank you for joining us on today's episode of The Gospel Lens, and I hope this conversation has given you encouragement wherever you are in your walk with God.